Hey, Eagle Nation, this is new Eastern Michigan head football coach Ron English. Join us on Saturday, September 5th for the 2009 home opener as we host Army 7 p.m. at Reinierson Stadium. Tickets are just $9 for adults and $3 for youth, and parking is free at all home games. Tickets can be purchased online by visiting our website, emueagles.com. So get your family and friends and head over to Ypsilanti to help us kick off a new era of EMU football. Saturday, September 5th. EMU versus Army.
We're back on Veterans Radio, and we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Lathrop, who is an instructor out at West Point. And I want to bring on the line right now, before we run out of time, Casey Barron. And Casey Barron is the president of the West Point Society of Michigan. Casey, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning. Go Army.
Go Army. I know. I should have gotten a little commercial in there from the Army coach on there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for playing the official West Point march before you bring me on. I appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. All right, Bob. You did a great job. Thank you very much on the air. Our music director back there trying to find all these things that are there. Casey, I just wanted to start off you with a question about what did going to West Point mean to you?
Well, it's certainly... As a graduate, it's meant a lot. It's helped me in my Army career. It's helped me after my Army career, in my law career as an attorney now. While I was there, I think most cadets probably don't appreciate it as much, but certainly looking back on the experience, I wouldn't have traded it for anything. I still would not trade it for anything. Made some of the best friends of my life there. And it's a lifetime experience helps you for the rest of your life.
Of all of the traditions that we've heard about at West Point, and this is open to either one of you on this, which one do you remember the most, Casey?
The experience that I remember the most from the academy.
Yeah, the traditional things that you have to go through there.
Certainly you remember all the things you went through as a plebe in your first year. Vividly. I mean, I remember, memorizing knowledge from our bugle notes that you have to recite on immediate notice from an upperclassman. Those things stand out in your mind, especially. I also remember a lot of things we did. I was in the glee club while I was there, and we did a lot of events with dignitaries, President Reagan, President Bush, and we traveled a lot to D.C., so... got to do a lot of things like that, which were fantastic. So I remember a lot of those things.
I think one thing that every cadet remembers is their first day. It's called the R Day, which is reception day. And it's just a day that gets cemented in your brain because it's the day you transform from a civilian to a military individual.
And it's so difficult to go back.
Yes.
I'm sure that it was. Well, Scott, when did you go through West Point?
I started in 1986. I graduated actually from a high school in Jackson, Michigan. That's where I grew up. And went on to West Point, graduated from there in 1990. And like I said earlier, I was a member of the wrestling team, so I had a lot of experiences with the wrestling program here at West Point.
Okay. And Casey, when did you go to West Point?
I grew up in Clarkston, so I came out of Michigan as well, just like Scott, and was there from 1988, and I graduated in 1992.
Gary slid a question over me. We had to do this even when I went through with the warrant officer flight program. Do you still eat square meals up there?
Scott, you might be able to speak to that more than I am. We did when I was a cadet. I don't know if they're still doing that.
Right. They still are required at meals to eat properly. Now, whether or not they square their movements or their utensils, I'm not sure, but they are supposed to eat properly, sit up straight, take one bite, chew that bite, put your fork down while you're chewing it before you pick up the next bite, things like that. So very disciplined
eating at
form
a
of eating,
we called it.
Yes, and we weren't allowed anymore to look at our food. That was the thing. We could look down initially, but once we started to eat, we can only, you bring the forks, up at a 90,
straight up
vertical line, and then 90 degree into your mouth, and then back down again, and you have to sit up. We had to sit on like the first 6 inches of the of the chair and sit up straight. Luckily, ours was only 4 weeks, so I'm sure it was nothing in comparison.
It was very similar for us. I don't think we actually squared the motion of your hand, but we had to focus on the there's a crest at the top of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're supposed to be looking while you ate.
Right.
But as we say, Scott, you probably know this too. You know, the Corps has, so they don't have it nearly as tough today as we had it.
Right. Oh no!
Everyone who graduates from West Point always says it's getting easier. So,
well.
Whether or not that's true or not.
No, I don't want to get this. I don't want this question to be misinterpreted. But what happened? Or did you have women in your classes?
I did. Yes. In fact, my class was the first class to have a woman who was the brigade commander, and the brigade commander mm-hmm. is the top cadet in the Corps. The person leads the entire Corps. So, Kristen Baker, who's still in the military, she's still in the Army as lieutenant mm-hmm. colonel. She was my brigade commander.
Women entered the military academy for the first time in 1976, and the first graduates were the class of 1980.
Okay,
that's right.
And how big is West Point? How many students are actually there?
So there's approximately 4,400 students. Normally, classes start out between a size of 1,300 to 1,500, and graduate between 900 and 950.
Okay, so there's a pretty substantial dropout rate.
It's about 30%, 30 to 33%.
So you have the creme de la creme at the end of the 4 years.
Yes.
And going back to your previous question, about 10% of each class are women.
That's right.
Okay. And do they, and I know this, I think it's the Naval Academy where they choose between going to the Marines or going to the Navy. And prior to the Air Force Academy, was that a similar thing at West Point? Do you know?
Well, the graduates of the Army of West Point before the Air Force Academy was formed did form what was then the Army Air Corps as their officers. And it's changed over the years. There have been times when you could only be commissioned as an Army officer. I did have classmates who were commissioned in the Air Force and the Navy, which was surprising to me that anybody would want to join the Navy after going 4 years at West Point.
CB here. I've got a question, and that was had to do with choosing the discipline. I mean, could you choose that you wanted to be an artillery, you wanted to be an engineer, you wanted to be a grunt? Did you have that choice going into West Point?
All right. So the way that works is they rank order the cadets from number one to number N, whatever N is, and the first person in the class gets to choose their branch. So infantry, armor, artillery, whatever they decide, and then the next person chooses and so forth. It goes down the line. And so when part of the experience here is to try to get yourself in a position where you can pick a branch that you want to go into mm-hmm. because there's only so many slots in each branch.
When you say first person, are you talking about academically or alphabetically?
There's a formula they use. There's really three pillars that we look at. We look at academics, physical fitness, and military performance. So those three pillars, and they have some formula that calculates who's number one, two, three, and so forth.
As usual, our time has flown by again, and I want to really, Casey, I want you to hold on for just a second, but I really want to thank Lieutenant Colonel Scott Lathrop for coming on Veterans Radio and talking to us about his experiences at West Point and also in Afghanistan. It's fascinating the way that the Army is modernizing. So thank you so very much, Colonel.
Oh, you're very welcome, and go Army and go Blue.
Thank you on both counts.
Okay.
Casey, we've got about a minute left. I want you to tell everybody to come on down to Eastern and see what's going on with your association. How many members do you have out there, the West Point Society of Michigan?
Well, our general membership that participates is about 150 on a regular basis. Today, surprisingly, we're going to have close to 700 people at our tailgate. And so we're really looking forward to that. It's a tremendous turnout of not just graduates, but also parents, cadets. We have the official party, including the superintendent and the dean, coming from West Point, and they are going to talk to us. And the cadet spirit band and the rabble rousers, who are our cheerleaders, are going to perform. So we're really looking forward to it. They should get us fired up for this game so we can beat Eastern Michigan. And we're really looking forward. It's going to be great.
Well, we're really looking forward to meeting you, and hopefully we can talk to all of those people. We're going to be recording a program that we're going to be playing at a later date tonight at Eastern Michigan, Ryan-Earson Stadium. Be there, be square. Thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio. Until next time, you are dismissed.
The opinions or views expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or the station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.